الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقال الله تعالى ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, today we are not in our khanqah. We are outside in a city of Bimber in Azad Kashmir. Alhamdulillah, we visited this place and had a sitting in Khatm Bukhari, Alhamdulillah, in the Madrasat al Banat. And inshallah, after Maghrib, there will be a bayan in Jami Hanfiya, in Masjid Hanfiya of this city. My dear brothers and sisters, actually, we are suffering from two problems. One is internal and the other is external. And these are the sources of evils. And these are two different sources. As far as their nature is concerned, they are entirely different from each other. But they both destroy our efforts in good condition, in good direction, and detract us from the from that. But the intentions are different. As far as Shaitan is concerned, so Shaitan is very intelligent, our enemy by default. And can try anything he can to detect us from the right path. And he said this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I shall be sitting in their path and coming from right side, from left side, from back side, from fourth side, and will not let them reach you, and you will find no one of them, you will not follow many of them, Shakirin. It is the problem. So we should consider him our enemy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us in this verse. I have recited this earlier. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu fi silmi kaffa. All those believers, enter in Islam totally and do not follow steps of Shaitan. Indeed, he is your enemy forever. So this thing we should consider, that we should consider him also an enemy. And anything which is given by enemy, at least that is suspicious. One cannot trust in that. And one is to think too much before he can act upon that. But one thing is very good, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow him to do anything else but only vaswasa. He can put only vaswasa in our hearts. Nothing he can do else. So this is a very good point. Rasulullah once said, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the shar only to his waswasa. So only what shar he can impose upon us is that waswasa he can do. But he does not put waswasa in a simple fashion. He designs it according to our nafs, wishes. So is nafs is like a child, and nafs does not know too much, and nafs does not understand its betterment, and nafs only wants to fulfill its desires, whatever it may be. By any mean we can satisfy. Nafs does not consider this, but it only wants what he wishes. So this is the difference between the waswas of shaitan and desire of nafs. There are three types of nafs. Number one, it is nafs ammara, which only leads to evil, it leads to bad things. And nafs lawwama, which after committing mistake or doing bad thing, wants forgiveness. And then third is nafs-i mutmainna, which is the desired nafs, as recited in this verse. Ya ayyuha an-nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyatan fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. O mutmain nafs, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that you are razi from him and he is razi from you. And enter in my ibad and enter in my jannah. So this is the desired nafs one is to achieve. But for this a long practice is needed, and that is called salook. And as for shaitan is concerned, for shaitan nothing is come in Quran and Hadith that one should tame it. One should do anything else. Only this we can do is not to follow his steps. So we have to deal with these both differently. But our achievement should be such that we should not put ourselves in sins and in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the utmost desire. So, as far as shaitan is concerned, one can get rid of him by doing zikr. Number one. And by taming nafs, not to be used by shaitan. Because waswasa is put in heart, there are two channels in the heart. Number one is for waswasa shaitani and the other is for ilham rahmani. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this such that if we follow waswasi shaitani, then that channel opens more and the channel of Ilahi Rahmani closes that much. And if we do it again, then that channel again opens more and the opposite channel closes more. And if that continues, so a time may come, the channel of waswasa shaitani will entirely open, 100% open. And the channel of Ilhami Rahmani will get 100% closed. So this is the condition. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ وَلَا قُلُوبِ وَلَا سَمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارِ مُشَاوَةُ وَلَا مَدَامُ الْجُولِ. So on the other side, if we follow Ilhami Rahmani, so then the channel of Ilhami Rahmani opens more, and channel of waswasa shaitani closes that much. And if it continues, so then the channel of Ilhami Rahmani will open 100%. And the channel of waswasa shaitani will close 100%. It means that's the condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about some people. As when shaitan said that I shall come from right, from left, from back, from forth, and will not allow them reaching you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, done. Those who are mine, you will not detect them. So these are those people, shaitan cannot detect them. They are entirely unhidayah. So it means it's actually our action which brings two different results. So therefore, we should try our best to open channel of Ilhami Rahmani by our actions and close waswasa channel of waswasa shaitani by our actions. And as far as the nafs is concerned, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put two things in this. Number one, it's sujood, and second, it's taqwa. Any desire for sujood, if comes in nafs, if we follow it, it becomes sin. And that sin affects our heart. And a black spot comes on that heart. If one asks for forgiveness and makes a istighfar or tawbah, so that is removed. Otherwise, it may remain. And if we do the same again, so then another spot comes, and this may go more and more till the whole heart is covered by these spots. And this is again the condition of it. But it is coming from the nafs. And similarly, if we do not do what our nafs desires about sujood, so then this becomes automatically taqwa. And this taqwa is stored in heart. So if we are doing again and again, creating taqwa, that will be stored in heart more and more, and we shall become muttaqin. So it means the intensity of the desire of fujur is giving us chance of getting that much taqwa. So therefore,
If a person has more desire for fujur, he can become more muttaqi. So this is good news for young people, because young people, although they are affected by fujur more, but if they want to become muttaqi, so they will become more muttaqi. But actually, one has to make efforts such that he goes in a positive direction. Otherwise, the negative direction is by default present. Just like قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ ذَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. So in قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ ذَكَّاهَا, effort is needed to clean the nafs. And in قَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, there is no effort needed to do bad things. It's automatically done. So therefore, one has to treat its nafs to that nature, to that condition, that it's improving more and more. And this is called tarbiyat. And tarbiyat one can achieve from shaykh, because it is treatment. And treatment is done only by the doctor, hakim, and in this condition, shaykh. Otherwise, to control nafs by the nafs, it's very difficult. So, one has to, because the message will be a false message. Just like if you want to measure using a, we want to measure a signal using a wrong meter, false meter. So that will give us a false signal, and we shall not understand it properly. So there should be some other meter connected with this in such a way that we can get the right measurement, the true measurement. So that is shaykh in that condition, in this condition. That our shaykh should read what is our actual condition. And then he can guide us about the medicine, about the procedure to follow. So, for this purpose, there are two things to be done. Because if we want to treat our nafs, so nafs does not allow us to do so, because it is against him. So there should be some source to control nafs for that purpose, just like a child. If a child does not go to doctor, so we have to force it. And we have to force it to go to doctor, that is to, that he is treated. So in similar case, we should use the power of love of the heart, that we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that extent that we can do anything for Him. And the desires of nafs are temporarily disconnected because of that. So, in this way, temporarily the nafs is controlled, and then that is brought before the shaykh, and he applies the procedure of suluk upon him. And 10 steps, 10 stations of suluk are mashallah put before to go through. Number 1 is Muqam Toba, secondly Muqam Inabat, third is Muqam Kinaat, fourth is Muqam Riyadat, fourth is Muqam Taqwa, and sixth is Muqam Zuhud, and seventh is Muqam Sabr, and eighth is Muqam Tawakkul, and ninth is Muqam Taslim, and tenth is Muqam Raza. And this tenth Muqam is achieved if one goes through all these seven ninth muqamat before. And this tenth muqam is being quoted in Quran as well. Ya ayyatu nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya.
So this muqam rida.
So therefore, in muqam tawbah, one disconnect himself from the past sins by tawbah. Tawbah shauri. It means he knows from which thing I am making tawbah. And then after this muqam, inabar means one determines to achieve some things good in that direction, and that's muqam inabar. And after that, to get the power of contentment, one is to in this direction, that he does not need too much for living. And after that, muqam riyazat means if some effort is needed, if one has to apply some force against the resistance of nafs, that is riyazat, mujahida. And after that, one is to control nafs from those evils which may be possible for him by any means. And then muqam zuhud is actual implication of the muqam kinat, and muqam sabr actually it's to be patient for any process needed in this direction. And muqam tawakkul means one has to consider the things which are available to Allah more than the things which are available to him. And muqam taslim means one understands that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him in sharia for doing, so he thinks that it is the best. And about muqam raza, that one understands that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, that is good for him. So after going through all these things, one reaches that position that he gets muqam raza, and after that muqam abdiyat, and after that one goes to Jannah. But this whole procedure is called sir ilallah. It means to make himself such a that he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the things. And this is called Tariqi Sahaba. After this, Tariqi Sahaba starts, because the hurdles have been removed, and now one has to do effort only for Sharia, that he acts upon Sharia, and this will end to the death. And two things will be occurring simultaneously. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that he will be performing ibadah, by which he will be getting marifat, and marifat will increase ibadah, yani with potential of ibadah, and ibadah will increase more marifat, and according to Mujahid al-Sani rahmatullahi alayhi, his ibadat will finish at the time of death, and his marifat will go to come climax. And with that climax condition of marifat, he will, alhamdulillah, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do all these things which are needed in this direction. Wama alayna.